So.
On what?
Important, you know, how we can manage time with New Year and enough story of Ramana, we can relate that.
Well,
no,
he was not a grihastha, so he had all the time he wanted. He had no family to maintain.
Yeah.
Actually, the certain time he had family.
Yes.
But then he gave it up. So tell me, what?
It's up to you, bro. Whatever you speak is nectar.
Nectar. In several hours, you can keep speaking. We are here to hear.
Okay, so.
We can continue also.
Well, let's take it as good, your first request, and let me talk a little bit about Raghunandas Goswami,
yes,
if you so wish. It's a long story, so I will try to make it short. So Raghunandas Goswami took birth in a place called Krishnapur in Bengal. And he took birth in the year 1494.
Just
so he was.
1 minute. Let me record it.
Yeah. Well, it would be on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, sure. It's 19. Anyway, I can wait. So Raghunandas Goswami took birth in the year 1494, according to most authorities. He took birth in a place called Krishnapura, not far away from Shantipur, where Advaita Acharya was living, so not very far away from Mayapur Dam. So that makes Raghunandas 8 years younger than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was born in a very, very rich family, extremely rich. So how they were rich? They were rich because they were zamindars. They were in charge of a big piece of land. They were managed this piece of land on behalf of the government. So they were paying taxes. They were exacting taxes, keeping a percentage, and give it to the Shah. And so at the end, net, they would get 800,000, the average, or 800,000 rupees, which nowadays, per year, which is not much, but at that time,
yeah,
that's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
It was, maybe we can calculate like 100 million or something like that, maybe. Yeah. You know, in India, you know, at that time, even today, but at that time there was no even way to spend it, you know. In the middle of the jungle, in Bengal, what do you do with all that money? So they were extremely rich. Raghunandas Goswami's father's name was Govardhan, and his brother, name was Hiranya. They were brothers. They were working together, the same business. So it's not known the name of the Raghunandas mother. It's nowhere to be found. So he took birth, and when he grew up, they had the diti, the house diti. All the rich family, everyone in India has got ditis, but in this rich family, they had the family priests. They were coming to do the puja every day. And this devotee name was a Balaramacharya. It was a very important devotee, actually. He lived in a place called Chandpur, which was not far away. It was just maybe half hour trip of going where Govardhan was living. And this Balaram Acharya was important because he was a close friend of Haridas Thakur. Mm. Right after Haridas Thakur was tempted by the prostitute, So he left the village where he was living and went to Balaram Acharya's house to stay with his friend. So when he was young, Haridas Thakur would come often to Govardhan house, and he saw that this young kid was very well behaved. He liked to listen, he was very disciplined, and he was very polite. So he blessed his child, and he said, "You will do big things in the future." So when he grew up, he met his guru, his initiating guru, whose name was Yadunandana Acharya. Yadunandana Acharya, another very important devotee also, everyone is important, of course, we are talking about great, great personalities. Yadunandana Acharya was a disciple of Sri Advaita Acharya. And actually, all of his family was very much a kind of disciples of Advaita Acharya. Not as an initiating guru, but although quite materialistic, his Govardhan and Hiranya and his mother, they were very much devoted to Sri Advaita Acharya. So this is just to set the scene how Raghunath Das took birth and grew up. Actually, according to the Gora Ganodesha Deepika, he was the incarnation of Rati Manjari, and at the same time, the same verse attributes to Raghunath Das as an incarnation of three personalities. One is a Rasa Manjari, the other one is a Rati Manjari, and the other one is a Banumati, who is a gopi. She's not a Manjari, she's a gopi. So which one of the three? Maybe it's a combination of the three, because in the spiritual world, there is these things that the energies of various personalities combine together to give birth, so-called birth, to another personality, which is a combination, just like Advaita Acharya, is a combination of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. So it's like a combined personality. So this is who Raghunath Das was and how he took birth, where he took birth. So you can only imagine how Raghunath Das spent his first years. He was in a great opulence. Anything he wanted, he was the only son. Oh, that's another thing that I forgot to tell you. He was the only son. So you spoil your three kids. You can imagine how Govardhan would spoil his only son. So they were very completely in love with this young boy. He was very beautiful and also extremely intelligent. But nothing is perfect from the material point of view. Raghunath Das has a zero interest for him. He wasn't fitting. Was just not interested in anything, you know, around, you know, opulence, his money and his toys and everything, just no interest. So, as a young kid, when he grew up, Raghunath Das started to listen about a great personality called Nimai Pandit. At the time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a sannyas. And as a very young kid, maybe he was 10 years old, he started to listen from Advaita Acharya, Yadunandana Acharya, that Lord Krishna has appeared on this earth. And he was kind of listening, he was extremely interested. Oh, Lord Krishna came again. He said, yes, Lord Krishna came again as an Nimai Pandit in Navadvipa, and he was just near. It was like if someone tells you that Krishna appears in Houston, you know, it's just there. You know, it's just a few minutes, maybe a couple hours, and you go to see the Lord. So when he was a kid, Raghunath Das Goswami grew up with this intense desire to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 1510, something very important happened. What happened in the year 1510? The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He took sannyas in the year 1510. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, at the time he was 16 years old. So he heard that. And right after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he went to Shantipur to visit Lord Advaitacharya. You know this one, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Shantipur was maybe half hour from where Raghunath Das Goswami was living. So he went to see Lord Chaitanya for the first time. He was the first of the six Goswamis to personally meet Lord Chaitanya. So Raghunath Das
was only 16.
He was 16 years old. And Lord Chaitanya has just taken sannyas, just maybe 1 month, very shortly, very weeks after he took sannyas. And he went to visit Lord Chaitanya, and he was at the house of the Advaitacharya, and he had an incredible impression of him, and he was so bright, and he was so beautiful, he was just a divine personality. And he was just listening to him. When he came back at home, he was lost for his parents. He had a total change of heart. And, well, not so much a change, because already he wasn't interested. But now, before he was not interested in material life, but he didn't know to what he was interested in. But now he knew that he was a Krishna Bhakta. He wanted to be Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follower. And so he asked his father and mother to please bid him farewell, because he wanted to go away. Father and daddy and mommy said, no, no way. There's no way. Just like we, and it's now our young age, who wanted to join Srila Prabhupada, and our parents said, no, you cannot go. You are underage. You cannot go. You know. So he tried to escape many times, but his father caught him again and brought him back. He put his guards, armored guards, in front of his, always following Raghunath Das, and there was no way. So we know from this Chaitanya Charitamrita that 3 years after he took sannyas, Lord Chaitanya desired to see Vrindavan. So he started to visit Vrindavan, and but after some times he gave it up. He renounced to go to Vrindavan, so he went back, and he went again to Shantipur for the second time. And Raghunath Das came to know it, and he asked, he begged his father, please, I want to go and see Lord Chaitanya. During that period, he was depressed, he was suffering, because he wanted to go away. That life had zero interest for him. So his father said, okay, you can go, but at one condition: be short. You go, you talk to him, and you come back. Really, his father and mother were not demoniac, were not atheists or nothing like that. It was just, was even devotees. They were just attached. You can attach to, you know, the sense gratification. They had everything that you could imagine and dream. So he went again, and Raghunath Das bowed down at his lotus feet, and he said, at that time, Raghunath Das, we are in 1513, so Raghunath Das at that time was 19, was a young boy. And he asked his parents, he asked Lord Chaitanya, how can I get freed of these entanglements? I don't want to be home anymore. Lord Chaitanya said, no, don't, be calm, stay calm, don't rush. Don't be like those artificial renunciants. Don't make this, this is called Markata Vairagya, the renunciation of the monkey. You know how the monkey is. The monkey is naked, and the saintly person in the forest is naked too. But the monkey is not a saint just because he's naked. You know, so don't be like a renunciant. Be a renunciant. You first be a renunciant. Mature, totally convinced, and then external renunciation that will give you the life of the renunciant will manifest by itself. So Raghunath Das, of course, took those instructions and went back to his home again as a changed person. He was now practicing not the Markata Vairagya, but he was practicing Yukta Vairagya. he was offering whatever he was doing to Krishna. So he was taking care of his family business and, you know, helping the family. He was smiling and he was, and Govardhan and his mother was happy. You know, our son has been back thanks to the Chaitanya. He preached to him, explained him to be mature. But in his heart, Raghunath Das was planning how. And they said, okay, now we don't need any more so many guards around. around Raghunath Das. So, there are many instances during that period. You know the story how Raghunath Das ended up in jail? You know the story? You know the story, Prabhu? The story how Raghunath Das was arrested and put in jail for some time? Anyway, there was this story that these taxes, I think it's in Chaitanya, I don't remember if it's Chaitanya Chaitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavata. Anyway, very, very shortly, the system at the time was the Zamindars, they were not paying the taxes directly to the Shah, but there was an a middleman, and the position was called the Chowdhury or the Nahib or the Nawab. Okay, so there were the zamindars. They were collecting taxes from the people, so they were giving it to the Chowdhury. The Chowdhury would keep 25%, and the rest would be given to the government. But Hiranya had a special agreement directly with the Shah, so he was not paying the 25% to the Chowdhury, and the Chowdhury wasn't happy at all about the situation. So he started to make a long story short. So he made a lot of politics. He accused Hiranya, especially Hiranya, was the accountant, that they were stealing money, that they were doing so many things, etc. And at the end, the Shah believed it, and he sent a constable. They sent police to arrest them. So Govardhan and Hiranya, they came to know that the police was coming, and they ran away. They hide themselves. If I bore you, please tell me. We talk about something else. No.
No, not that.
Cool name.
All right.
I thought somebody can.
Okay, so Govardhan and Hiranya, they hide themselves, and the police came and didn't find them. They found Raghunath Das. And they was put in jail. And the Chowdhury wanted to know from Raghunath Das where they were. And Raghunath Das said, I don't know. Of course he knew, but he didn't want to say it, where they were. And he was threatening him, I'm going to beat you, I'm going to torture you, I'm going to do everything. And Raghunath Das said, look, you know, you and my father and my uncle are the same age, you know, you're like brothers. So I am just a young boy. What do you want from me? You know, see it between yourselves. Today you are arguing, and tomorrow you'll be friends, drinking together, and so just try to find an agreement. And I am like your son. So he took his heart, actually. Raghunath was a very, very smart boy and always smiling. No anxiety, never reacted. He was a nice person. So he got kind of in love with this boy, and he said, okay, then I'll free you up. You go to your uncle, tell him that I want to talk to them, and let's find an agreement. So that's what happened. They found an agreement, and Raghunath Das was freed. But he passed a few weeks in jail in that situation. So after that, Govardhan understood two things. One, that they needed this boy. They needed the Raghunath Das. And second, that the Raghunath Das was too good to be a normal person. So they started again to be in fear that he was too much spiritually predisposed. So they said, better we get him married. So maybe, and they found an extremely beautiful girl. According to description, she was like an apsara. So they got married with Raghunath Das, and they thought, now we have the wealth, he's young, he's well-educated, everyone likes him, and he got a very beautiful wife. Then how is he going, where is he going to find the strength to give all this up? And it's impossible for anyone. So they thought that way. They didn't know Raghunath Das, evidently. So after some time, Raghunath Das, at the time he was about 22 years old, he came to know that Nityananda Prabhu had come with all his associates in a town called Panihati. It was just not far from Shantipur and you know, all these places. And so Raghunath Das went to visit Lord Nityananda, and because he was a money man, a very rich person, didn't want to approach him, didn't want to come close to him. So he was kind of in the back. And Nityananda, since he is the all-knowing Supreme Personality of Godhead, of course knew that Raghunath Das had come. You can imagine, Nityananda wasn't with two or three people. There were 10,000 people there. It was a huge crowd. And Nityananda was Nityananda. Everyone knew who he was. But he knew Raghunath Das was a very special personality. So he started to call him, "Raghunath, come here. Why are you there? What are you doing? You hide yourself like a thief." You know, the thieves do not show in front of the persons to whom they have stolen. They kind of keep themselves just in fear to be caught. "Oh, you are like a thief, but I just caught you. Come here." And so since you are a thief, he said to Raghunath Das when he was bowing down at his lotus feet, "Now I will punish you. As a punishment, you had to organize a huge feast for me and my associates." There were thousands of people there. "You had to feed everyone." So for Raghunath Das, it wasn't such a big thing. It was one of the richest men in India. So he organized a huge feast with so many preparations, especially a yogurt and a flat rice. So this is a very famous festival, the Panihati festival. Even today, is gorgeously commemorated in Panihati, but also in all ISKCON temples when there is the day of the Chidadai festival in ISKCON temples. So we do this particular festival remembering this big feast that Raghunath Das Goswami offered for Nityananda and his associates. So that feast is a very beautiful description in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other scriptures, that although Lord Chaitanya was not physically present, actually he was present. And during the dancing and the eating and the joking one with the other and the bathe in the Ganges, all the devotees, the pure devotees, they will see him, Lord Chaitanya, actually present. So next day, Raghunath Das came back again and he asked the same question that he had put to Lord Chaitanya. "How can I get freed from this material life?" And Nityananda said, "You are already freed because yesterday you pleased me and all the devotees, and Lord Chaitanya came and ate your prasadam. So you are already freed. It's just a question of very short time." And actually, Lord Nityananda did more. He told a prophecy to Raghunath Das. He said that you will go to Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will put you under the care of Svarupa Damodar Goswami, who was the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya in Puri. So much so that we'll tell the story if you want to go so far, that Raghunath's name, his second name was Svarupera Raghunath. Means Svarupera Raghunath. Svarupera Raghunath means the Raghunath of Svarupa. Because at the time there were three important Raghunath in Puri. There were Raghunath Vaidya, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. So to distinguish them, he was called as Svarupera Raghunath. But we can talk about this in a few minutes when we arrived in Puri with Raghunath Das Goswami. So he came back, and when he came back after having the blessings of Nityananda.
Hello.
He gave up sleeping and staying in his house. He was sleeping in the mandapa, in the Durga mandapa outside, not in the inner core of the house, a little bit outside when they had the temple. Over the temple there is the mandapa. He was sleeping in the mandapa. So he was thinking and praying to Lord Chaitanya how to please give me a situation. There were always guards outside his house. So one day, the pujari of the temple, who was a disciple of Yadunanda Acharya, communicated that he didn't want to. He was giving up his service. He couldn't do it anymore. So there was nobody to do the service. So in 500 years, not much has changed. No? Even that time, they had problems of manpower. So Yadunanda Acharya was quite alarmed. There was nobody to take up the service. So he came to the to Raghunath's house and he said, we don't have the pujari anymore. We had to go talk to this devotee to convince him to keep his service, at least until we find somebody else. And Raghunath said, yes, let's go to his house and convince him. So they left the house, and since the guards saw him going out with the guru, didn't follow him. So we were at dead of night, and he was alone, without guards, only with Guru Maharaj. What better occasion he had? He said, now or never. So he prayed to Guru Deva, please go back home, and I will go to the devotee and talk to him. And of course, Yadunanda Acharya knew exactly what was going on in Raghunath Das heart, and this is what happened. And Raghunath Das was finally free. So he wanted to go to. So we were in spring at that time. There was a spring, and the Bengali devotees were preparing to go to Puri for the Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra is about July. So we were in, you know, it takes some weeks to get there. We were around maybe June at that time, May, June. The devotee was just preparing. But he thought he wanted to go with the devotees in Puri, of course. But he said, if I go with the devotees, the guards, you know, it will be the very easy. It will be the first place where they will look for me, you know, with the devotees going in Puri where Lord Chaitanya was staying. He said, no, I will not go through the main roads, and even in the secondary road, I will go through the jungle. So at that time, even today, there are quite thick jungle in India, what to speak at that time. So he arrived in Puri in 12 days. During those days, Govardhan and his mother sent guards, and they caught up with the devotees in a place called Jangara. Jangara is more or less halfway between Bengal and between the nowadays Calcutta and Puri. Mm-hmm. And they saw that was, you know, Raghunath Das was not there, so they left a letter with Shivananda Sen. I was kind of in charge of this pilgrimage. Every year he was kind of organizing everything. And they said, as soon as you see Raghunath Das, please send me back home. We want him back home. And he said, okay. So after 12 days, he ran. I mean, it's a long way. I mean, in 12 days, Raghunath Das, he slept very little. He ate only 3 times in 12 days. He arrived in Jagannath Puri. So immediately he went looking for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw him, and he was together with Swarupa Damodar Goswami, Govinda, who is his personal servant. And then there was this, Mukunda Datta was also there. And Mukunda Datta was the one who spotted Raghunath Das at a very distance. Raghunath Das would not come close because he was dirty. He didn't shave. It was a very bad shape. So Mukunda Datta saw him very far away offering obeisance to the Lord, and he said, look, Raghunath Das just came. And The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, bring him in. God, what is the problem? Tell him to come in. So Raghunath Das pay obeisances, and he said, I'm right here, I gave it up, and now I want to be a renunciant. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And Lord Chaitanya said, yeah, your father and mother, you know, they like the latrine. You know, they are like worms in the latrine. They think that material things are very, very tasteful, no? And to like something like that, you have to be a worm in the middle of the stool. And he was kind of joking. He didn't want to insult them. Also because Govardhan was a parent of Nilambara Chakravarti, who is the maternal grandparent. He was the father of Sachidevi. So they were kind of, Govardhan was also in a way or in another, he was connected with Lord Chaitanya in a parental way, little distant, let's say. So he wasn't kind of wanted to tell them that they were worms, but he wanted to give a picture. So he was joking like this, Lord Chaitanya, and smiling while he was speaking. And Lord Chaitanya said, I will give you under the care of Swarupa Damodar. He knows more philosophy than me, he said. So you'll be under his charge. You have to learn from him. And in that, and from there, he came to be known as Swarupera Raghunath. So some money came for him, and for some time, for a couple years, he paid prasada for the devotees, you know, these kind of things. And then he said, maybe it's not good, because this money it coming from materialistic people, it contaminates the mind. Then he stopped paying for this prasada and other things for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, after some time, said, why Raghunath Das is not inviting me anymore? And the Swarupa Damodar Goswami said, because he thinks that you are actually not really happy that he's doing this. And he said, yes, this is a good thing for a renunciant. So how is he eating? And Swarupa Damodar said, well, yesterday I saw him outside the Simadvara of the Jagannath Mandir asking for alms. And that's how he's eating now. And he said, oh, that's okay. There's no way to turn it off. And after some time, Swarupa Damodar said, oh, I didn't see any more Raghunath Das asking for alms outside the Simadvara. So the Lord Chaitanya said, where is he now? Well, now what he's doing is going to these places, you know better than me, you are born in India. They're kind, I don't know how you call it, kind of dharmashala. So you go there at a certain time and they give you something to eat or some dress. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, why is he doing that? And he said, because he's just wasting, he's saying that he's wasting his time and waiting for somebody to be kind to him. And Lord Chaitanya said, yeah, this is good, because in this way he's like a prostitute waiting for a client. This is not good. So better he goes there. So after some time, Raghunath Das stopped going to this alm house. And and he said, so now what he's doing? He's taking the food that the shopkeepers are throwing away. And after some time he stopped doing that also, because he said, oh, maybe I'm taking away the prasada for the cows. They don't have much to eat. And at the end, as I was saying before to Dharanjaya Prabhu, he was taking all the food that the cows would not eat. He would wash them, take away all the outer part, and just the core of the grain, or the rice, he will wash it, put some salt, and he will eat that. So it's kind of renunciation, very very high elevated renunciation, and one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Raghunath Das and he said, "Oh, I came to know that you are feasting every day. This is not good for a renunciant, taking all these feasts, all this palatable food. I want some of that also." Raghunath Das, at that moment, was just about to eat. He had this handful thing of, I don't know how to call it, you know, pieces of rice like this. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcibly, Lord Chaitanya was a big man, you know. He was maybe, he was about 2 meters high, so he was a tall man. So he took it by force on Raghunath Das. He took a little bit of this and he ate it. He said, "This is the best prasada I ever ate in my life, because there is devotion. And this is the real taste of things. You can put everything you want, but if there is no devotion, it's just tasteless." So we arrived at the point. You want me to go on?
We'll have prasada.
Okay, so we can stop.
You don't have to market here.
Yeah, you just eat a little rice to that tonight. Nothing more. Okay, so we'll tell the story, the remaining of the stories of Mother Teresa.
Yes, no, after prasada.
After prasada.
Yeah,
sure.